Okay, there are two questions today. The first question, is there permanence in enlightenment? To people who attach to impermanence, the Buddha says permanence. To people attached to permanence, the Buddha says impermanence. So, enlightenment is a state where it's beyond that. It's beyond just the language and the investigation and the analysis. It's beyond dualistic thinking. It's beyond the discriminating mind. So do not try to think in terms of what your mind is now to judge enlightenment. But then when the Buddha was asked, what is enlightenment? Then the Buddha has to say something about what is enlightenment. Enlightenment? Well, enlightenment is a state where it is permanent, it is always happy, it's always purity, is joy. What other words can you use to describe that? One of it is permanence. But if you attach to permanence, that's wrong. If you apply the Buddhist method to remove your attachment to permanence, and then you attach to that method again, then it's called attachment. So don't think in terms of, is there permanence in enlightenment? It's beyond that. It's beyond dualistic analytical thinking, because you only think of something permanent if you live in an impermanent world. So you are not in an impermanent world when you are enlightenment. So how can you think that enlightenment is permanent? It's just like when the Buddha was talking about life and death, reincarnation, the cycle of life and death, and he said, get away from life and death and enter into nirvana. So then all of a sudden that word nirvana is created. Get away from a polluted mind into a pure mind. And all of a sudden, that pure mind is created. Yes, there's nirvana, but nirvana is only used in conjunction with the impurity, the impure world. Even nirvana, it's not it. According to Madhyamaka approach, the Madhyamaka approach, nirvana is lack of substance. Nirvana has no inherent existence too. It does not mean that there's no nirvana, but don't think of nirvana as having an inherent existence. It's a place to go to. It's beyond nirvana. Next question. Does chanting the Buddha of medicine help someone who is bedridden and suffering? The patient is already 92 years old and is sometimes aware and sometimes unaware of her surroundings. Whether she is aware or not, particularly good if she is aware, of course if she's aware it would be much better, then you chant the Buddha of medicine for her. Or you can chant the holy water, the water that's been bestowed with the blessings of the Buddha medicine, by Sajjaguru Vaidyaraya, Praparajaya, Taragataya. The 90-year-old would get the benefit, particularly if he or she is aware of what's going on. If she's aware of what's going on, then she has a seed planted in her mind. This is the Buddha, this is enlightenment, this is Nirvana. So you know now, let her drink the holy water bestowed by the power of the mantra of the Buddha of medicine. 108 times. And every day. And let her drink the water. And you, if you want to be healthy, you can do the same thing to yourself. No one is guaranteed of continued existence, because we're always confronted with the threat and the fear and the worry of death. So it's sometimes beyond our power to control it, because our own karma. You could have done nothing wrong, but you still maybe immature departure. You may not have done anything wrong. Immature departure from the world, it's because of certain cause and effect you have to leave. So if you earnestly chant the Buddha of medicine, the mantra of medicine every day, and request for a postponement of your life existence so that you can learn more about it, so that you can benefit other sentient beings more. So if you're a doctor, you can say your prayers, a Buddha of medicine, and requesting for longevity so that you can save others in your medical work. Or not just in medical work, or in whatever work you do, you can always ask for a prolonged life so that you can do the Bodhisattva's, you can walk the Bodhisattva's path. If you have a short life, how can you walk the Bodhisattva's path? You have to roll on to the next life. And roll on to the next life, you may have forgotten what you have learned in this life. You have the seeds in the Alaya consciousness. But there may be something that you already have learned that you have to relearn again. But the next life will be much faster. You'll find that some people learn the Buddha's teaching much faster than other people, because he or she has already learned it before in his or her last life. And there was a child who was able to chant the whole Lotus Sutra, who was able to memorize it. We were given only a very short period, and she was able to read and then she was able to memorize the whole sutra, a long, long 3 volumes. And there's kids who was given a time of 1 month, he was able to memorize the Diamond Sutra. He learned it before. So he had that seed in the Alaya consciousness. The seed is already there, it's a very good seed. All of a sudden in this life, he met someone who was able to pour water onto the seed, lift the curtain to allow the sunlight to come in through the windows, allow the sunlight to come in, and then the seed will sprout. It's always good to cultivate for you, for yourself, and for others. So in your spare time, you just do your mantra of medicine, of course, the three long version. Namo Bhagavate Vaisajya Guru Vaidyaraya Prabharajaya Daragataya Rahate Samya Sampadaya Tadiyata Om Vaisajya 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 Samagati Swaha. 3 times, and then Om Vaisajya 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 Samagati Swaha. 10 minutes. You don't even have 10 minutes? You have half an hour to talk on the phone. You don't have 10 minutes to chant the Buddha, the mantra of medicine. You chant for your friends. Chant for your friend who is sick, to cultivate some seeds in her mind, in your own field. You have visualized the Buddha medicine's image. You can Google that picture. a lot of pictures of the Buddha of medicine. Blue, in blue color, if you look at the tanka. And the non-esoteric schools, in the other school, is holding a medicine pagoda. In upstairs, that building will set up a shrine for the seven Buddha medicines. We'll be practicing the life longevity repentance method of practice. So you can join, but basically it's in Chinese, but we can translate it into English. There's English version of the Buddha of Medicine Sutra. You can search. There's an English version which is very nicely translated, a sutra in English. I forgot the name of that. I think it's called the Buddha of Medicine Sutra. The Buddha of Medicine Sutra. It tells you exactly how do you do in those 7 days. If you want to prolong someone's life, in the 7 days, this is what you're going to do. You're going to set up seven statues. In front of every statue, you have seven lights. Every light must radiate light, you know, with a diameter of at least, say, 2 feet. Nowadays, an ordinary light gives out more than 2 feet of radiance of the light. So in front of every Buddha, seven Buddhas of the Buddha of Medicine, in front of every Buddha, there are seven lights. So 7 times 7 is 49 lights. And then you chant the Buddha of Medicine Sutra, and of course the mantra. And also, of course, you observe the 8 precepts for the 7 days.